Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, welcome to Pure Soul Alchemy. I'm Gabriela Espinosa, and I'll be taking us through a psychic surgery treatment for the next 20 minutes. It's highly recommended that you lay down in a comfortable place where you can relax and not be disturbed, and be sure to close your eyes and rest as deeply as you possibly can. Pure Soul Alchemy is a transmission of channeled shamanic operations through my perception and vocalization of the inner energetic grid. We're opened in ways that allow these technologies to come into our physical reality and enact change on our behalf. Notice any attempts by your mind to try to comprehend, understand, or think about some of the words and phrases that get said. Comprehension is not what's important here. What's important here is that you relax and receive the energetic transmission of these processes. So it's also quite helpful to replay these sessions repeatedly for several weeks following. This way it deepens the effect of the session and takes the healing further. And if you find this session helpful, please click all those little buttons below. That way you can get notified of future sessions and help me out to get a little more visibility. So go ahead and relax. And we'll begin. This show is a shamanic healing session to aid in the release of obstacles and blockages that impede you from manifesting what you want. And we'll also include a mini short manifestation ritual at the end. So before listening, focus on the goals, visions, dreams, and positive outcomes that you'd love to see come into your life. We'll be focusing on these during the session. So now take a few deep, slow breaths. Make sure you are laying down, reclining, eyes closed and relaxed. And begin feeling into your body. Notice where you feel any tension, pain, numbness. And begin envisioning that your breath, your breathing, is reaching these areas, bringing life force and vitality there. And keep this going throughout our session today. So we'll begin by connecting with our divine physical and non-physical intelligence to align completely with our own core essence, aligning with the fundamental and essential aspects of ourselves, aligning with the earth, the sun, the moon, with our own mother, father, God self, with our own inherent creator self, and a right placement in the universe, the purest healing source within us is our own deepest aspect. We agree to serve as our own healing agent and to serve from and as our own ultimate inner counsel, the All That I Am. We now invoke, welcome, and receive our beloved Mother and Father God to exact their loving, divine, blessed grace directly into our healing proceedings today. So we begin with healing point number one. Healing an energetic constriction due to the belief cycling that goes a little something like this. I already know all that I can know. I already have all that I can have. So we're doing a clearing of this false premise. And of course, consciously, we wouldn't choose these thoughts or these beliefs. However, they're inlaid deeply for many of us. We're going to sit with that one for a bit longer. And a little bit longer than that. What we're clearing right now is really set, stuck, firm notions that the way things are, the way things appear, are finite, are fixed, and there's nothing we can do about it. So that's what we're working on. Loosening, dislodging, melting, dissolving. I'm feeling this very viscerally. So something tells me this is a very body entangled form. Yeah, so really taking this healing deep into the body. Great. We're going to go further with some of these limiting, sublimated, subconscious beliefs. I'm unable to see myself in a better, more optimal situation because what is showing up now is all that I know. We're also clearing, it's not in my range of experience to have what I want. We want to clear for a deep demarcation of life-giving pathways. Optimizing soul occupancy in exalted intelligence. Cleansing adhesions in the scope of what is possible. Cleansing limitation, confusions in the scope of what is possible. New form administration response in climactic tetherings. So we want to do a dispersal of those. And we want to clear inferior life range capability. Optimizing computational resolve, upgrading computational resolve. Cleansing adhesions in the scope of what is possible. Instituting a free, open flow of the way you are able to be in your life. And expanding this within your being. Releasing constricted efforting towards creation of what is known and perceived as safe. Healing limitations and receiving, healing limitation and receiving C. ceilings. That's one phrase, receiving ceilings, caps, so to speak, that we have placed on ourselves and or that were placed on us through external situations, people, circumstances, etc. Clearing the fear of venturing into uncharted territory. Great, we're doing a little clapping behind the head, the occipital area. I'm going to do it for myself, intending that it's reaching you all. New frame authorization response. Comprehension, resolve, upgrading. Okay, I have no idea what this is for, but interior restriction on tendons, ligaments, range of motion, expandability, elasticity. Great, we want to upgrade their ability to support us in improving and upgrading our range of motion. Physically and metaphorically for and exponentially throughout our life. Fearing the fear of venturing off into uncharted territory. Connecting to the love of the true self as we explore what is possible to bring into our lives. New choices to join into euphoric, beneficial experiences. We want to clear the phrase, it's not safe to have joy, it's not safe to have fun, it's not safe to be happy. We want to clear internal guarding stance. Connecting to the love of the true self as we are healing a false sense of safety and security and any grasping on for dear life to unsuccessful and unfulfilling programs, paradigms, structures, etc. There's a lot there. Great. Healing point number two. So we're going to begin disabling perceived limitations and tetherings to unfulfilling obligatory standards that corrupt your aspiration, hopes, and dreams. Great. And we want to clear the throat region as well. Along with that, we want to clear constrained living tendencies and ownership responsibilities. We're going to do an upgrade there. Great, disabling old reactionary manifestation cycles that hold nothing for your heart. And any unconscious holding on to these. Disabling old reactionary manifestation cycles that hold nothing for your heart. They're not true to your being. They're not true to your joy. Doing a lot of releasing today. Great, so we want to clear being in reaction to old familial programs and belief systems. And there are many ways that this can play out, and a couple of them that we're going to work on all of them, but a couple of them that I want to point out is either taking these old familial beliefs on at the expense of soul joy, or being in a perpetual state of oppositional charge and rebellion to them. So both of those are not true and authentic to your being. And we want to clear for any others that I didn't name here. Great. Leaving behind old loyalties, old antiquated loyalties that cause a disloyalty to our exalted living. All right, healing point number three, which is actually, we're going to begin our guided manifestation visualization ritual. So begin bringing your attention to your abdomen, basically the center of your body. It can include your abdomen, your heart area, whatever feels most central to you. Begin feeling into this area for any sensory information. Noticing where there's any pain, constriction, tightness, numbness, tingling, anything. And begin breathing into the entire abdominal or core area. Expanding into it and begin visualizing fresh, clean water flowing through this area, through the abdominal region. Imagine a washing, cleansing, purification, a refreshment. And go ahead and extend this to your feet, calves, and knees. Extend your focus, your attention to your feet, calves, and knees. Again, noticing any pain, tension, numbness, any sensation. And begin taking your attention even more deeply into this area. Imagine that you are breathing into your feet, calves, knees. And now begin filling in the gaps in your body awareness with your breath and your attention combined, including all areas in your body, thighs, hips, glutes, arms, shoulders, neck, head, face, back, breathing your attention, deeply breathing, and guiding your attention with your breath to all the areas of your body. Feeling this water current within the whole of your body, pulsating with life force, soothing, calming, invigorating, refreshing every part of your body, every part of your being. So now begin visualizing one thing that you'd like to manifest in your life. And bring this picture into your full body breathing attention. Just one. It can be a new car, it can be a new house, a new relationship, or an upgraded relationship if you already have one. if a new job, a more fulfilling career, could be a healthy body, a healing of disease. It could be a prayer for a loved one. It can be anything. Bring the vision of your desired manifestation into your hands. Imagine that you're holding it in the palms of your hands. Feeling it pulsating with life in your hands. We are now initiating the knowing and perceiving that this is now in your field and within your range of possibility. And now make the declaration internally. This is now a part of my reality, and I am committed to receiving it, allowing it, nurturing it. Fostering its growth in abundance in my everyday life. Expand your heart to fully engage and enact this declaration. Feeling it growing in mass, in scale, in size, in resonance with your being, with your physical body. Fall deeply into your heart and give a silent thank you to infinite consciousness. So we're now bringing our session to a close. I'd like to thank you for joining me for Pure Soul Alchemy today. If you found this session helpful, please give it a thumbs up, like, all those little buttons, so you can be alerted about new upcoming sessions. I highly recommend that you play the session repeatedly over the course of the next several weeks so that you can take this healing, this manifestation ritual even further and with many other things that you'd like to manifest in your life. This is Gabriela Espinosa. Have a wonderful day.